Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Angad Amen. Today, the 8th day of the blessed month of Hatur, may God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. While our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day is the commemoration of the four incorporeal beasts who carried the throne of God. As it is mentioned by St. John, who witnessed this in his revelation, saying, "Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he who sat there was like a jasper and sardine stone in the appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf, the third like living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within. And they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Revelation 4:2-8. Isaiah the prophet said, "I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim, each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Zechariah the prophet said, "Then I looked, and behold, a whirlwind was coming out of the north, a great cloud with raging fire engulfing itself, and brightness was all around it, and radiating out of its midst like the color of amber. Out of the midst of the fire, also from within, and it came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and each one had four wings. Their legs were straight, and the soles of their feet were like the soles of calves' feet. They sparkled like the color of burnished bronze." St. John the Evangelist said, "After these things I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God. And the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God who sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory." Revelation 19:1-7. The Lord set them near his throne in order for them to make supplications on behalf of all the creation. The beast with the man's face makes supplications on behalf of the human race. The one with the lion's face makes supplications on behalf of the beasts. The one with the bull's face makes supplications on behalf of the cattle. And the one of the eagle face makes supplications on behalf of the birds. The teachers of the church built churches in their names and commemorated them on this day. May their intercession be with us. Glory be to God forever. Amen. C.S.